ونؤمن به عز وجل. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، praise to Allah, the Lord of all the world. We seek Him for assistance. We turn to Him for forgiveness. We put our complete trust in Him. We have believed in Him. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except one God. And I bear witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. We pray the peace and the blessing be upon him, upon his descendants and his companions. All the righteous, and upon us be peace. Amen. Subhan al-Nabi. خلق السماوات والأرض. High to glorify the King who has created the heavens and the earth. له ما في السماوات والأرض. For him is all that is in the heavens and in the earth. الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. He who gave everything its created form and thereafter is guided. To him is due the praise, to him is due the thanks. He is creator alone. Al-Khaliqu kulli shay, the one who has created every single thing. There is no division in the rule of the heavens and the earth. It is the doings of one, only one Lord. He accepts no partner, no shareholder in the rule of the heavens and the earth. La sharika lahu. There is no partner with him. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. And he has power over all things. Arsala Rasulahu bilhaq. He has sent his messenger with the truth. He has sent his messenger to guide us into the truth, and that falsehood should perish. For surely falsehood is doomed to perish. He has sent his messenger that we may have in him a perfect model for human conduct or behavior. He has sent his messenger, Muhammad, that we may have in him a leader for all time. And he has said in his book, whatever the prophet gives you, accept. And whatever he forbids you, stay away from it. And the prophet has said, peace and the blessings be upon him, that I leave you two authorities, and for as long as you follow these, you will not stray. And he gave those two authorities, the Quran, the Word of God, first of all. The Quran revealed message for all time, and his Sunnah. God, in creating the universe, the heavens and the earth, created it for the end, for the final end, the end result, and that is a perfect, obedient servant, fully developed and fully supplied for the task or the job of managing life and the environment in accordance with the will of God. We know that when God created the first man, the first creature, the first human creature, the first man, our father Adam, peace be upon him and all the prophets. Adam ran into difficulty. He ran into difficulty surviving in the form that God has created him in. And God tells us, cautions us, do not allow Satan to seduce us, cause us to come out of the dress that he created us in, as he did our father, Adam. In this religion, we know Adam to be an excellent creation of God, a good creation of God, not a sinner. For we are told that Adam had no desire to go astray, but he was beguiled, deceived, and slipped out of his form, that is, by mistake, unaware that he was slipping out of the form that God intended for him. And God later had an encounter, and Adam later had an encounter with the Word of God and repented. Adam in his creation was made good, was made whole. However, his creation only represents the framework and the beginning life for that framework. That life was to be completed with the last prophet Muhammad. Because Adam was not complete in terms of his, or the man intended growth and development, but merely a framework for that, having in it the beginning of man, the beginning of human society, as intended by God. Because he was not complete, not able to manage the challenges in the environment without deviators and coming into a situation where he would have to repent and turn back to God. Nevertheless, he was created as Khalifa. Khalifa. He was created for the responsibility of rule, governance, authority, the office of vicegerent, custodian, whatever English translation you may have for him. And God says, Allah says, Most High, Sakhara, Masjid Samawat, and with us, is made for human use or to be serviceable, whatever is in the skies and whatever is in the earth. Sakhara Lakum, He made that to be a service to you. That was made for Adam. Adam could only utilize it up to a certain degree because man was in the process of growing into his full capacity. For which Adam, I repeat, was the framework. Then comes Muhammad in the last days of the prophetic office with the final message, and as the final prophet or the last prophet, the messenger of God, with the complete and final revelation of Quran, and with this prophet, and with this revelation of Quran, we are prepared, equipped fully, to meet any challenge from Satan or from the environment. Prophet Muhammad, peace and the blessings be upon him, he was victorious in his life. He was victorious as the messenger of God. And that victory shall always be for all time. No matter what our local situation is as Muslims, the prophet is victorious. The Quran is victorious. And Islam is victorious. When we look at the international community of Muslims, the Muslims of Africa, the Muslims of Asia, the Muslims of America, the Muslims of Arabia, when we look at the international community of Muslims, we may become disheartened. Because Muslims in the international world are not faring so well. The Muslims of Africa, they have a lot of difficulties. The Muslims of Asia are faring better, but they are faced with great difficulties. The Muslims of Saudi Arabia are faring perhaps even better than the Muslims of Asia, but they are also facing great difficulties. The Muslims of America face great difficulty. We live in a land of democracy that protects us with its laws and its institutions, the freedom of religion, the right to choose our own religion. But it is a land also that gives opportunity to evil, to criminals. We have the right of life, but criminals take our life. We have the right of freedom of speech, but evil people deny us that freedom and threaten us to prevent us from using that freedom. So we are not in a good situation here in America. We're facing great difficulty. Great difficulty. It's not easy being a good anybody in the United States of America. Whether it's a good Muslim, a good preacher, a good Jew, a good atheist, a good anybody. It's very hard in the United States of America. So let us understand that the condition of the religion is not to be confused with the condition of people. The religion is perfect and complete. If we conform to the religion, we will change our condition. Where we are suffering and meeting with great difficulty and are unable to establish ourselves as real Muslims, there's either the misconception or a weakness on our part regarding our religion. If we conceive our religion rightly and then have the strength to live it to the best of our ability, we are going to make our condition better with Allah's blessings. He's going to be with us. We are going to make our condition better, even if it means changing the order of the world. The prophet came into the world to be successful, not to fail. The prophet was sent into the world to be victorious, not to be defeated. He was a firm believer. God selected him because his heart was sound and whole for God. He lived his religion no matter what the consequences were. He was boycotted. They tried to starve him out. They drove him out of his home. They tried to starve him out. They put him in a situation where his wife, because of her age, she died. The condition was too harsh, too bad for her, for her age and her situation. She died. The loss of his wife didn't change him. Lady Khadija, may God be pleased with her. May she be in paradise. Which I know she is in paradise. The great suffering that came to his followers that caused great loss of life during the boycott, diseases, didn't turn him around. God opened the arms of the Christian nation, Ethiopia, followers were received there and given protection against the ungodly Meccans that were pursuing them to see that the religion would never be established. But they were given a friend in the Negus, the head of Ethiopia. Later, the people of Medina invited the prophet to come to their city to leave the persecution and hell that he was suffering in Mecca, his own native city, and come to their city, Medina, and preach the religion. The prophet accepted the invitation, and Allah blessed him to safely migrate from Mecca to Medina, and his followers, some of them, many of them, they followed him, the Muhajirs, the immigrants, and there, with the Ansar, the helpers in Medina, and the Muslims who migrated, the Muhajirs, they worked and established the first Islamic society under our prophet. His message was not welcomed in Mecca, in his own native town. His message was not welcomed by the world at that time. They greatly feared his message, because his message made things right. But he did not allow any of that to turn him around. He had been chosen by God to be victorious. The environmental situation for him was such that it required that an Islamic authority replace the previous authority. Those Meccans who thought they could stamp out the religion, they had to make peace with our prophet and with the Muslim society. On his return to Mecca with 10,000 soldiers, the Meccans were unable to fight, persecute the Muslims any longer. They had grown too strong. He went into Mecca and he told them that if they would accept to live in peace, that all past wrongs would be overlooked. So he pardoned their past deeds if they would accept to live in peace with the Muslims, the new Islamic state established in Arabia in Mecca, as it has been established in Medina. They accepted that. And our religion has had independence and government of its own in that area and that place ever since. Mecca is still Islamic. Medina is still Islamic. The rulers are still bound, held to obey and respect and obey the Islamic teaching. They still say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but one, and Muhammad is his messenger. They still say that. They still respect the Quran. The Quran is still the book of authority there. And they respect the life of Muhammad, the son of Muhammad. He is still the model of excellence there in that land. And that land has been fired upon and eyed for conquest. But none has erased what God established there. Western influences have invaded. The influences of evil from Western society have invaded the East, the Middle East, and even Saudi Arabia. But our religion still communism has tried to get its foothold there, but our religion still survives there. Our religion has proven to be victorious and proven to be strong enough to survive intact. It survived the test of immorality. It survived the test of mysticism. It survived the test of superstition. Superstition invaded the holy precinct. And King Ibn Saud, he had to rise up against it with an army of a few fearless men. And he put down the leaders of superstition to control and clean the land of the superstition, so that the religion would remain there in the form and the purity that Prophet Muhammad gave are presented in him. Praise be to Allah. We see America a place where Muslim life is not properly here. We can't really grow it. Realize the goals of the Islamic community in America. It's too much. We should just be satisfied just to be Muslims, and to pray, and to come out Friday and pray, and to go home and wait until next Jummah. You are a lazy, weak person. You don't yet have faith. If you have real faith, that's not your spirit. If you have real faith, you want to know what Allah has asked of me. And once you know what Allah has asked of you, you want to get about doing that. If you have real faith. And if you have real faith and behave that way, Allah is with you. And you want to be successful. Maybe you won't realize your goals today, maybe even not next year. But you're going to be successful. You're going to enjoy a better life than those who are weak and give up just because the challenge is strong. The challenge, no matter how strong it is, should make us stand up to it.
That's right.
And find a way, a peaceful way. We are people of peace. Find first a peaceful way to realize your objective. A peaceful way to realize your goals. As a Muslim, and as a Muslim community. That's the first requirement, that you find a peaceful way. But in trying hard to find a peaceful way, if peace breakers stand in your way, God will be with you. God will be with you. Don't fear. Don't be lazy. This is a time in the world where people don't have the strength, they don't have the spirit, the strength, the will, to stand up against any opposition. They want to go the easy way, and if something push, they go with the push. They don't resist the push, even though the push comes from the evil soul. We don't want to fall into that. We don't want to be like that. Stand up for your Islamic life. Prophet Muhammad said that I've been sent expressly to guide people into good character. To guide people into good character. And we know that the Prophet, as a leader for us, as a value for us, and for the world, is a model. He's a model. He's a model of the character that Allah wants for all of us.
Yes, sir.
He's a model of that excellent character that Allah wants for all of us. He feared God. He loved God. But also, he feared the fire. He feared the family relationship. It's Tuqwa's law. Fear God. Wal arham. And the family ties. Wal taqinnar. And fear the fire. What does this mean, to fear? What does it mean? What is this Arabic word? Is it really fear? Yes, it's fear, but it's more proper regard. Regard in the right sense, in the right degree, in the correct degree. Have a proper regard. Be regardful of Allah. Be regardful of the family ties. Be regardful of the fire. In his relationship
training? He's
the model. The model of perfect obedience. Perfect obedience, perfect behavior. As a family man, he's a model of perfect obedience, perfect behavior. As a leader, he's a model of perfect obedience, perfect behavior. When his own life was threatened, he didn't fear for his moral being. He feared the fire. He feared disobeying a law. He feared the consequences of disobedience. He feared down the road what would happen. And don't think down the road is all the time, pardon me, the last day. For the last day for some concerns may be today. Yes. We have an opportunity to dignify our life. The last day for that concern may be today. Maybe if you turn a deaf ear to the call of God to do something about your personal life today, and you ignore, turn a deaf ear, maybe today was your last day. Maybe God intends to never call you again. Or leave you to your own destruction. For many of us may be called to get our family life in order. Maybe today, maybe this is the last day. Maybe after today, God will say, oh no, no more help to you and your family. Don't just look to the final day when your body is dead, decayed in the earth, and God resurrects you for judgment. Don't just think of that, because Muslims are taught in this religion that hell and heaven is a continuous state. You will get the final reward in the end, but you'll get some of it right now. You'll get the full punishment in the end, but you'll get some of it right now. And that some may be more than we would like to bargain for, more than we would like to risk. That's some of the hell that you're going to get now. If you knew it, you may not want to risk that. You might not want to give up that much. So let's be practical people, let's be rational people while we are standing on the foundation of faith, the firm foundation of faith in Allah and faith in His Messenger, Muhammad, the peace and the blessings be on Him. So we must understand that God has created us to be Khalifa, that is, responsible creature, an authority under Allah, with the qualification and responsibility for managing our life and our affairs, for managing our environment. If this environment is bad, how come it is bad? Allah didn't create it bad. Allah says that when He designed His creation, He showed it to the angels Gabriel, Jibreel. And when Jibreel saw it, he said, what a marvelous creation. My Lord, how can anyone go astray in such a creation? And then Allah showed the same creation to Gabriel after the devil had put his influence in it. And Jibreel said, my Lord, how can anyone go astray in such a creation? And then Allah has taught us and said that the Satan, the devil, is your avowed enemy. And He says, and fight Satan and his host. Fight Satan and his followers and his army. Fight Satan and his army. For surely his schemes are weak. So if the environment is bad, whose responsibility is it to move against the bad in the environment and make it good? Is our responsibility.
That's right.
Because God has equipped us to defeat Satan. He says, don't fear Satan, for surely his schemes are weak. And God never says Satan is my avowed enemy. Satan is not after God. Satan is after us.
Satan said, God said Satan is your avowed enemy. Okay, well, God said Satan has armed himself. He has sharpened himself and armed himself to do war with you, to war against you, to defeat you in your best moments, to deny you the excellence that God has created for you. Satan has armed. So who's going to fight Satan? We used to be taught that God will fight Satan. We are not to fight Satan. Leave that to Allah. Allah will deal with him. But that's wrong. The Quran says we fight Satan. Fight him in his army. For surely his kings are weak. Prophet Muhammad, he fought Satan and his army. He never backed down. He was victorious. He got the environment in the hands and the charge of the servants of God. He took the environmental control from the servants of the devil, and he brought the environmental controls under the servants of God. We have to cooperate with good people in the environment, in the society, whether they be Muslims or not. We have to cooperate with them in the war against evil, in the war against wrong, in the war against evil. And we are never to fear the architects of evil, the builders of evil, the maintainers of evil, the defenders of evil, the devil and his host. We are never to fear them, but we are to fear Allah. And fear him alone. Don't fear the people. Fear Allah. Allah says, and fear me, not the people. Fear not people, but fear God. So, dear believers, God has given us a great station in life. A station that he says is the degree above that of the angels. In giving us free will, the freedom to make choices, the freedom to make our own decisions, the freedom to go right on or go wrong. For Allah says, the way is clear. Let him who have a desire to accept it, accept it. And let him who have a desire to reject it, reject it. So we have in our religion the freedom of moral choices. The freedom to be morally wrong or morally right. We have the freedom of religion and also the freedom to be non-religious. The freedom to accept God or reject him. For he says, the way is clear. Whoever has a desire to accept it, let him accept. And whoever has a desire to reject, let him reject. And he says, for ya you have cast your own, say you reject the faith. La'abudu ma'abudu. I do not worship what you worship. But as for I be doing a ma'abu, and you are not inclined to worship what I worship. I be doing ma'abetu, and I am not inclined to worship what you worship. Lekum dinu kum. Well, the deen is the final word to those rejected the faith. For you is your religion, and for me is mine. Actually, the deen there is recompense. For you is your recompense, and for me is mine. Because deen means more than religion. Deen means religion. Deen means also recompense. Deen means also paying the debt. Yom deen is the day of judgment. Not the day of religion. It's the day of judgment. But the same word, Yom deen, the day of judgment. The day when you pay up the debt. Deen is debt. Yom deen, the day when you pay up the debt. So God has made us with this great capacity, this great potential and capacity to be his Khalifa, to represent his will, his way, his word, his religion on this earth. As authority in charge under God. For our personal life and conduct, and also for the state of our environment. That's why in an Islamic society, it reflects on the government of Islam when there's sin rampant in the streets of an Islamic nation. But in America, it does not reflect on Christianity, not directly. The ones attack Christianity for the prevalence and for the spread of corruption and evil in America. No one charges to the United States of America. No one charges to the church. They charge this to the behavior of the citizens. But in a Muslim state, such presence of great wrongs, of great sin, of great corruption, reflects on the Muslim state, because Allah holds the man responsible for his environment. Under God, that he must keep this environment as God wants it to be. So if we find alcohol, liquor stores in Arabia, we're shocked. If we find gambling dens, the prostitute dens in Arabia, we're shocked. Because that is not accepted in a Muslim society. But if we find it in Detroit, we don't even give it a second look. Because this is just the way of life in Detroit. Now, are we going to follow the way of the wilderness or the way of the Islamic society? As Muslims, we should not have drugs, liquors, gambling, pork, or any prostitution, or any of these things that are major sins in our religion. We are not to have them in our personal life. We are not to have them connected with us. We are not to have them in our homes. Wherever we have authority, we are supposed to be responsible for that environment. We have authority in this message that's given to any religious organization in the United States of America. The police is not supposed to be coming this place. We're given that kind of protection and respect under the laws of the United States of America. The only way they can come in here is that we are not in the form we profess. They find you saying you're a good Muslim and then you're having gambling in here, or prostitution or something like that, or dope pushing in here, then that'll be a different thing. Now they have a case to come in here because you are not what you say you are. But as long as we live up to what we say we are, the police will stop short of the door and ask somebody to come out, talk to him. He won't even come in here. So in many ways, America is a good situation for us. But we must understand on the other side, it challenges us. There's a movie came out first that says, "Oh God," and the second one, "Oh God, you devil, you." And that's just how Americans.